Hello and good day, and welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andrada, and I'm an assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science at the University of Arizona. Very excited to interview and learn about the work from Tania Rodriguez. Tania, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Great. What is your degree program?
I'm studying the PhD in environmental engineering at the Department of Chemical and Environmental Engineering.
And who are your advisors in that department?
It's Dr. Saez and Dr. Bitterton.
Let's talk about your research. What are you doing?
I'm currently studying the airborne pollution from mining operations, Superfund sites in the southern Arizona.
What type of pollution are we looking at?
We are looking at pollution from particles that are transported by air. And then mining operations generate principal two types of particles, coarse and fine. Coarse particles are particles that are like half of the weight of a hair.
A human hair. Wow, that's super
small. And fine particles are really small, like 0.1 micrometers. So we are interested in learning how these different sized particles have contaminants as like lead and arsenic, because this one can cause health effects. Smaller particles, like really fine particles, they can travel deeper into the lungs and go to the stream of blood, and then they can cause a side effect. I'm looking how the lead and arsenic concentration change depending on the site, and we are doing sampling indoor and outdoor and compare those results, how much of the fine is going to go indoor and then how much of the coarse are going to lost in the trouble.
So you have basically a filter that's collecting particles at different sizes, and then you're actually then not only looking at the total mass, right, of the particles on the filter, but then you're characterizing and saying what is in it. So you're looking at the concentrations of lead and arsenic at these different sizes.
That's correct.
We can see how it's applicable to the protection of the environment and human health. Where do you see yourself once you graduate? What are you going to do with your doctorate?
One of the things is I can apply what I learned here back in Mexico and then collaborate with government institutions to make actions plans to reduce pollution in air, any kind, either particles or gases. And then the other thing, I might going to find a postdoc position to get a deeper knowledge in another part, like I would like to work with VOCs, volatile organic compound.
Pollution doesn't recognize boundaries or borders. And so I think it's honorable and great to highlight that not only will you be an outstanding environmental scientist or atmospheric scientist in this case, but you will work to do binational research and collaboration to improve environmental health for all. Thank you so much, Tania. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. So we know you work super hard in the field and dancing at home maybe when you're taking little breaks. So what do you listen to when you're working or hanging out?
I listen either to pop music or classical music, and I really like old-fashioned music. Like, I don't know, like the Beatles or Frank Sinatra or that kind of music.
Awesome.
Like, kind of old for my age, but it's vintage.
That's okay. It's whatever works for you. Well, thank you so much for all your hard work, and we are very happy to have you at the University of Arizona.
Thank you.